One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome back. We're keeping that. Welcome back to the Date My podcast. This is season one, Date My Ex. And I'm your host, Jessica Walter. I haven't been saying that. Have you been noticing?
I have been noticing.
Well, people, please give me some leniency. This is my first solo-hosted podcast. I'm here with my ex-fiancé, Kyle Lampe. Kyle,
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I realized something on the drive over here that really pissed me off.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was thinking about your engagement ring that you wore twice.
Off to a strong start.
Yeah, I realized that I have got to like go sell it back. And I'm not going to get anywhere near what it's worth. So I think it's only fair that...
I pay the difference?
Yeah.
Why don't you just give it to your future wife?
What woman is going to want a tainted ring with bad juju
it's
all over
it? It's a beautiful ring.
But what if she doesn't like it? Just because you like it doesn't mean everyone else
is. I have great taste. She'll like it. If she doesn't like it, bad taste.
No,
red flag.
I don't think so.
So you know what? On that note, our engagement was the most beautiful engagement. Like, people always say, are like, oh, aren't you so sad, though? Because, like, you'll never have a first engagement again, and maybe you will feel differently about this. But for me, I'm like, no, I think back on that day. It was such a beautiful day. We were with my entire family. You said the sweetest things. I was so surprised, which, you know, I'm never surprised. And I just, like, appreciate every single moment of that. How do you feel?
I feel...
okay, what?
I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Oh, do you feel like you're kind of bummed you'll never get a first engagement back again?
No, I never thought about it. Let me think about it for a second. No. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because now I know how it feels. I'm going to go into the next one.
Oh.
And I would do some things a little differently, you know?
Oh. Would you?
Like, I'm prepared for it, you know? It's like it's kind of like you've already played the game. Now you know how to play the game. You know
okay.
I mean?
I don't know what you mean, but we're moving
on. I don't really either. Yeah.
Today is I say this every episode. Today is a very exciting episode, but it is. Every episode is new and exciting. So you have gone on all of your dates.
I have.
We have four fantastic women.
We do.
It's just me and you today. We're like old times, you know. We're going to talk about. We are going to talk about. By the end of this episode, you are going to hopefully pick one of the girls, maybe two, maybe none, but hopefully pick at least one of the girls to take on a second date. And that date will be off location. Meaning not in the studio, and it will be more you and her, still private, but also us listeners, me, Scotty, will be able to hear because you guys will be mic'd. We'll be taking some B-roll. So it's not going to be private at all, but it'll
be private, but not at all. And you said I can pick more than one. I can have two.
You could. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, is this new information?
Yeah. What a dream, okay. You know?
You can.
Okay.
You for real can. So if you decide that. But I want to hear what you thought overall about the dating in studio experience before we go into there. And I wasn't going to do this, and I really thought long and hard about it. But we are going to look. You haven't seen their Instagrams. You haven't seen – Maya's the only one I found on Hinge. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen her dating profile on Hinge. Mm-hmm. And a big part of me was like, no, that's not the point of this show, is to like go off of their Instagram and their dating profile. Like, you got to meet them in person and that's what matters. Mm-hmm. But then I also think social media plays such a big role in today's world that I think you should see how they present themselves to the world, quote unquote, or their friends or whoever. I think that's important. And there also might be some things you see in their profiles, in their Instagrams, where, you know, we didn't cover a lot, where you're like, oh my God, I didn't know she did this, or right. This is cool.
Right.
So we are going to do that quickly, review their profiles. But first let's, and then we'll go into you picking. Mm-hmm. But, and then we're going to call them because, you know, they could also say no.
Which would be so funny.
No, it wouldn't though. You say funny because yeah. You click over to comedy, but that would be a bummer. But that's okay. That's life.
Yeah, and that is life. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, to each their own, you know.
Yeah, that's life and that's...
Showbiz, baby.
And we're out. We'll see you next time. Okay. Okay. So how did you feel about this overall experience? And I want to hear your honesty. Were you shocked at the girls? Were you like, oh, I was pretty dead on? Let's hear.
Okay. If anyone is dating out there and they're sick and tired of swiping on the apps and getting nowhere or trying to like DM girls, get yourself a friend that's a girl that wants to set you up on dates. This has been so nice to not have to like
do the back and forth.
Oh, it's I feel like a young prince. A young, you know, prince. Just like, next, bring him in.
Well, you look like a young prince.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, that's been really cool to, because it has been exhausting prior.
Especially how you were doing it.
Yeah, like when we talked to the dating expert about, yeah, how is it treating it like a job and very streamlined.
Yeah, and when we talked to Joe about it.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the ladies that you have found me, I like certain things about all of them.
Okay.
And I think, like you said, looking at their Instagram profiles, I'm going to uncover some more things that mm-hmm. I think could either make or break.
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you, I'm making a game time decision on this podcast live.
Like, I know, which you guys stressed me out and still stresses me out because I'm a planner. I want to know things. And I was asking Kyle. I asked him. I gave him until today. I said, okay, you'll have until the day we record to decide. Mm-hmm. Today I called him multiple times. Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick? Are you going to pick anyone? He won't tell me. And it's, I'm stressed.
Well, because I want this to be as real as possible. Like, I'm really going to go with how I feel based on what I know about them now, mm-hmm. what I see online. Because like you said, you could see something and be like, oh, actually, that is not what I'm into. Or like, oh, that is like a completely different side of the coin that I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
Which I must say, this whole process, I feel like this is how it should be. Mm-hmm. We are so used to seeing people, how they present the best part of them to the world on doctored photos and like, oh, you look like you live the best life, and then you meet them, and you're usually like, oh, that's not who I thought you were. Yeah. I love that I got to meet the person, interface, go off of how their energy was, how we vibe together, and then look at this piece. It's I've already gotten to see underneath the hood, which is nice. Did you just look at my armpit when I...
I glanced down.
What's your problem?
Because there's hair under there.
Yeah.
I always forget.
You're sick.
I glanced you.
You're sick.
You put your hand up.
Yeah, is that...
There's hair
there.
Is that
what you're into?
No. What?
Yeah.
I'm not into that. Yes, I like hair under men's armpits.
Oh. Whatever. Anyways. yeah, so this process has been really nice. And
okay. And what? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just excited to move forward with the rest of the things you have to show me.
Okay. I have to say, I did go outside of the box with... At least I tried to pick one thing for all four of these women that were against... What was on your checklist?
Yeah.
To open your perspective. That's the whole point of the show is like, yeah, some people are a little too rigid. And some, mm-hmm. and so it's really just to like think mm-hmm. outside the box and like maybe someone on paper isn't exactly to your checklist. But then you meet them and you're like, oh, maybe different things attract you. Like if I came up to you and said, hey, I'm setting you up with a 41-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. I think immediately you would have some thoughts versus Melanie, for example.
Yeah, let's just meet and see how it goes.
Yeah, and like you guys really vibed and you were really, really.
Yes, you have a really good point. Oftentimes I feel like in life we try to plan and we try to create this idyllic vision of what we want in our life. And most times it doesn't go that way. But if you zoom out, you realize, oh, you actually did get most of the things you want, and you may even realize you got something you know you didn't even know you wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So that being said, Carl. Kyle.
Slander.
Before we get into their profiles, just quickly list some of the positives and negatives about this experience. And then me, as the matchmaker, I want to list some of my positives and negatives with this experience in case any, you know, people are out there trying to like hook up their friends or matchmake their friends. So you go first.
Okay, positives. I didn't have to do any of the work. It was just presented to me. And because of that, the stakes are really low, knowing that there was an abundance of more options. So if I wasn't feeling one, it was just kind of like, I can really just like feel my feelings or not and not be like, ah, shit, well, there's the well's kind of dry. Mm-hmm. So that's nice to be able to really, that really helps with discerning what is going to be possible for this. I loved getting to meet some different types of women that I normally wouldn't go for, which had some surprising things. They'd also had some like, well, I expected that because that's, you went outside the box. Cons, not knowing who I was going to meet was a little stressful, like blind date vibes. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I have a hard time masking how I feel about things sometimes. Mm. So I was a little nervous that they were going to walk in and I was going to not be in them at all. And this was going to be, you know, there's three cameras facing me. It's really hard to,
you were also authentic.
Yeah,
you
didn't, of course. Yeah. I hope I came across that way, but yeah, I think that was the only con, is not knowing what I was getting myself into and knowing that it was going to be live filmed and really hoping that I could maintain the authenticity. Other than that, like, it's been a really awesome experience. And to be honest with you, I wish there was more than four.
Yeah.
I wish I could just like continue to do this. Because at the end of the day, regardless of who I choose, I feel like I've gotten, so I just like having good conversations with new people that I would never have conversations with.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for all that. For me, I think positives and negatives. I mean, positives, it was just so much fun. Using Hinge was a lot of fun. I've never done that before. Again, so people know, I, of course, didn't ever pretend to be Kyle. All I would do would like or match people. And then if they matched back with Kyle, I would immediately, I had a pre-written message that I would send them saying, it was me, I'm doing this show, blah, 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 blah. I will say many women responded very kindly, but they were like, oh no, I don't want to do this, pass. There were a couple women that were like, oh my gosh, it sounds so fun, let me text you, oh my gosh, let me call you. And then talking to them on the phone, I realized, you know, maybe this isn't a fit. Or maybe the other woman was like, yeah, this isn't a fit. And then I ended up the only woman that was Maya, which she's so sweet. I think too, scheduling and time constraints are sometimes tough, if I'm just being real, as far as like, you know, the women are out of town for, oh my gosh, I'm out of town for the holidays for 4 weeks. It's like, oh, that's too long. We can't, you know, wait to have you in the studio for the first date. I did, however, say, just in case, I was like, all good, we'll be, you know, done filming and recording at this date. So if Kyle doesn't find a match, like, he'll have his Hinge back by then, they knew. I think, too, as far as Melanie, Ashton, and Tara were all friends of friends that I didn't know well, but are, you know, we talked about it on the episodes. The friends were a little hesitant. Like, you really want, like, except for Michelle, who was Tara's friend. Some of my friends were like, are you sure? Because this is a great girl and they might actually vibe and date. Is that going to be weird for you? I'm like, absolutely not. Literally, I have a goal in mind. I'm trying to find him a good partner, a good match. And I think for me, it feels normal. And maybe for you, it's starting to feel normal as far as like, yes, this is my ex-fiance. But like, a lot of people doubt, like, we're in this good place. Yeah. There's no jealousy here. I truly want him to be happy and the best for him. And a lot of people doubt it. There were girls on Hinge that were like, there was one girl who was like, so let me get this straight. She was like, I sent a kind message and all, I always said like, no worries if you're not interested. And she goes, so let me get this straight. You two used to live together. You used to be engaged and now you're playing his little matchmaker with a bunch of question marks. Cute with the eye roll emoji. Yeah. I was like, girl.
Well, that just says like, obviously she's probably been through some hard stuff with.
And it's not normal.
Yeah. No, it's not normal. The amount of people that, like, I could tell they wanted to support me, like friends, it's more of like, oh, wow, that's crazy that you're doing that. It's yeah. like that kind of energy. Some most people have been like, I cannot wait to watch this. This is wild.
Yeah.
But no one's been like, oh, that's awesome. Everyone's yeah. just like,
weirded
what
out.
What are you doing? Which makes me wonder. It's like, are we
weird?
Are we broken? Like, why?
I don't think so. Because here's the thing. Yes, we're doing this podcast. But truly, this podcast idea was before you. And if we weren't doing this, you know that. I was engaged to you when I came up with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was going to be, you know, date my friend, date my this, date my that. And I would be doing this for you like I was before the show.
Right.
Not on the show. Mm-hmm. I was helping you with your Hinge. I was like going through the girls. I was like, Kyle, you have to look at these qualities and like maybe look at their suggesting different women. Talking to my friends like, oh, if you have a good, if she's single, like Kyle's also single and she mm-hmm. seems really cool. Anyway. Moving on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Let's go to quickly we're gonna go through their profiles.
Oh okay. Do I need to have my phone for this?
Yes. So what you're gonna do, the first person is Melanie.
Are we on the gram?
We're on Instagram. All of them will be Instagram besides, do you follow Melanie? And
I don't follow any of these girls.
It's this here. I'll share her account. Oh yeah, of course you don't, because you haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That would be cheating.
Okay.
I'm breaking the rules.
The rules. Okay.
Dead air.
If it's private, then I'm just going to.
Just give me your phone.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do that?
No, because I want us to be able to review. Okay, click on it.
That's
you see it?
That's what you sound like. Oh, I can see it.
Okay. So this is Melanie's profile. We're just going to scroll through. If you're listening, we'll be talking about what we see. We're not going to spend too much time on each profile. And then if you're watching the YouTube, you'll see some of this, because Kyle, you're going to screen record right now and I'm going to screen record so we can send it to our producer.
Okay.
Okay. So scroll through Melanie's profile. What I liked about her Instagram, and it shows she's well-traveled. It shows she is rock climbing. She's active. What do you see about this Instagram where you're like, huh? Do you have any pause? Do you have any positives or negatives? First thought.
First thing is, I'm trying to decipher what the sun, candy, and rainbows by Cops.
If you know.
Yeah.
In her bio, it's a sun emoji, a candy emoji, and rainbows by Police.
Interesting.
Sun, candy.
Whatever it is, it sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And then I see a tattoo. I didn't know she had a tattoo like that.
Okay, a phoenix rises.
Whoa, that's huge.
Where is it? Let's see.
It's on down the whole side of her body.
What do you feel about that? You're not a big tattoo guy.
I'm not a big tattoo guy, but that's like, it's so funny because my first thought of Melanie was, oh, she's so put together. She's very poised. She's very mature. And it's interesting, like, you just don't know. Because she didn't show, she was wearing a form-fitting, like, if I remember, like a pencil skirt and a white kind of like fuzzy shirt. I don't know what you girls call them.
Sweater.
Yeah, sweater shirt. But you could. But her most of her skin was covered, so you would never know. If you were to ask me, do you think Melanie has tattoos? I would be like, probably not.
Yeah.
Just based on that. But she's got a giant multicolored phoenix down her whole side, which is.
Right.
Which I would love to ask a question about. Like, obviously, a phoenix is such a symbol of a metamorphosis or a change. I'd be curious to see what that stems from. She looks very active. She...
Like, is there anything here that you see? Because you guys talked about her being active that you see besides the tattoos where you're like, oh, this is surprising. Or like, oh, I mean, the tattoos obviously show.
The tattoo was surprising to me.
Yeah.
But as far as like active goes and kind of like looking at her life and what she does, I'm not surprised by any of this.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's so funny to see like the trends as you scroll farther and farther down in people's Instagrams. You start to see like the old filters that we all used to use. Yeah. Cool. It's interesting. I'm the same way. So, cool.
Is that, I mean, ooh, look, she did the Tough Mudder.
Yeah, I just passed by that.
Damn. She's quite fit.
She's quite fit. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Good for her. She's about to spike a volleyball very aggressively.
Yeah.
She looks like she has friends, which is nice.
She does.
Oh, and she's in the ocean with a shark. That pissed me off. I can't look at that.
Kyle's terrified of sharks.
Ugh.
Okay, so nothing that's too crazy and stands out too much here.
No.
As far as like, this is what you expected.
Well, no. The tattoo really was like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
That's wild.
Okay.
That's a big commitment.
So that's it.
That's
We're moving on to Ashton. Ashton's Instagram.
Okay.
Ashton Swinford.
Okay. We've got an actor, comedian, a writer, a producer, and a filmmaker. She is a busy, busy bee.
So that's what it says in her bio.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything there? Nothing there. Well,
let me look through this before we just get right to playing.
Okay, Kyle.
Very artistic photos.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can appreciate. I'm not a big photo guy myself. I'm not always like taking photos of myself or things.
Yeah.
Oh, fire dancing. That's cool.
That's really cool. I wonder if that's an acting.
I don't know.
Wow. Really cool.
Wow.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And
she looks like she has a cool style. She's on the red carpet. So she's obviously killing it.
I love this leather jacket look. This Meet Ashton Swinford, filmmaker and actor.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's nice. She does like aerialist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's pretty cool.
Damn, look at this. This is such a cool hair style. Oh, wow.
Okay, strong. Yeah, that's a cool hairstyle.
So she's strong. She's active.
She has very sharp features. These are the type of people that photograph really well. Like she's got like, you know how models have like really high cheekbones and they almost have like a, do not take offense by this, like an alien different of this world look.
I love that classic extraterrestrial look. I know that sounds weird, but I know what you mean by that.
Like who's
high cheekbones.
Who's the girl from that chess show?
Oh, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
She you know what? She kind of has a little bit of that vibe, which I think is cool.
Very cool.
Okay, are we watching this trailer?
Yeah, let's watch
it. Is it the first one?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm turning it up. Oh, sounds like porn.
Wow. This is like...
Wow, it looks
amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
Okay, graphics.
Holy crap. This is like some Marvel shit. I'll show you the truth about wisdom.
If you survive the trip. Oh, I would watch this.
This is so...
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Okay, I must say
that's,
this.
If you go check... I mean, anyway,
when
that was
someone
amazing.
Has... this may be my bias, but when someone has like an art project that they've worked on or and they want to show you something, especially in this world, like the acting world, because I'm not part of it, you know, I don't really understand what goes into it. I always like I brace myself
in case it's bad.
But that was awesome.
That was incredible. I was not expecting that, especially she said they like made it themselves, or I think she like that.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Okay. Talented. Girly.
Her on the horse.
I didn't see that one. Oops. She said she was a horse girl, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really cute. Okay, we have to move on.
Let me get out of here. Next.
No, tell us what you think about her, your overall, about her profile.
Oh, I think it feels very like her from what I know of her. Like it's like pictures of her on the red carpet, very glamorous. Headshotty kind of photos. There's not very many like, hey, I'm living my life things here, which is interesting. Which like, makes sense. As an actor, you want to kind of like have like a, your whole page is kind of like an advertisement for who you are.
Right.
There's a couple things like her doing the aerial stuff is really impressive. Mm-hmm. But this is like, to me, from a guy's perspective, this to me feels like a classic girl's Instagram. Very curated, very like every photo she looks great in. I'm like, where's the photo where you look like you may have, you know, crawled out of a dumpster, which most of mine look like.
She's it, but you know what? I appreciate the curation, especially when it's like brand.
Well, it's
like,
her job.
Yeah, that's her brand. She is her brand.
Oh, and she's got a photo with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I absolutely love.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. All right, space. Okay. We can talk about space. Cool.
This is really cool. We are going to space. We are moving on to real quick. So Maya's next. Now, I will say, Maya's the one person I got from Hinge. I met on Hinge, I guess, for you. And she was where when we chatted over the phone, she was very like, a lot of the girls were nervous or anxious. And if they had that vibe, I totally understand coming onto a podcast. But I didn't want anyone coming onto the show who felt almost like pressured to. It should be fun. And when I talked to Maya, it was very much she was excited. But it wasn't just excited to come on the podcast. It was excited because she kept asking about Kyle. Like she, well, I mean, you know, I'm going to meet Kyle face to face. Okay, yay. And she didn't really care that there were like cameras or mics. So I thought that was important, which is why she came in. I will say, such a sweetheart, different energy in person. And maybe it was because of the mics and the cameras, a lot more reserved, less like banter and humor. And maybe if you do ask her on the second date, she'll open up a little.
Yeah, I think that's a cultural thing. Mm. It's just differences in someone from that part of the world versus like sometimes I've been on some dates with Eastern European girls from that part of the country, and I feel kind of like this big fluffy dumb dog, like, ooh.
Right,
because they're very like they're very reserved. It doesn't mean that they don't feel things, they just keep things behind a wall.
Yeah,
it's just how they grow up. That's their culture. It's different.
Well, this will be interesting because Maya's, we're gonna look at her Hinge profile. I don't know if she, I don't think she even has an Instagram. Okay, but can you open your Hinge?
I can. This is the first time I've opened it since this process.
Don't look at like any of your likes or anything, in case we do a last minute.
What likes? You know what I mean?
Go into the messages and go to Maya and then click on her profile.
Okay.
Okay. So let's
record.
Oh, yeah. Number one, would you have swiped on this woman?
Let me look. Going through. She likes to hike.
She's got really pretty pictures.
If you are a good cuddle partner, apply here.
Yeah.
Looks like she likes to work out. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Her first prompt that she answers, it says typical Sunday, and she said yummy brunch followed by an activity, maybe a hike, then relaxing on the couch. If you think you'd be a good fit as a cuddle partner, apply here. Maybe a workout, then a yummy dinner, more cuddles while watching a movie. To me, this is very Maya because, like, she's maybe. She's very, like, go with the flow energy, which I liked. But just upon scrolling through her profile, is there anything – because you're more of a dating app guy, right? So anything you would have noticed here that you're like, oh, that's a red flag, or maybe you wouldn't have swiped on or whatever?
For me, on the dating app, this is how it goes first. Mm-hmm. I look at all of their photos and I decide if I find them physically attractive first.
Okay.
Then I go to their prompts. If they pass the physical attractiveness, I'll look at their prompts. If not, I just X if I'm not into them, which obviously is – that's how this goes. That's this whole point of this app.
Yeah.
Then I look at their prompts and I see if there's anything in there about fitness or eating well or being active or some sort of activity that we share in common. And I'm like, okay, that passes. Then I go to – then I look at their age – their height, where they're located is big because I'm not traveling to wherever. If they want to have children, and then if they do any like drugs or anything that I'm not into. And then I look at the rest, like where they're from, all of that stuff. This is a really good profile. Her travel pictures are wild.
Why?
Like, these are some of the most beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like, there's a picture of her. It might be like in Indonesia or something, or Bangladesh or something. And it's, she's like jumping in the air and it's like a perfect mirror over some water and it's like absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You know who she reminds me of?
Who?
There's an actress. Can you say that anymore? I don't know.
Yes, Kyle.
Elizabeth Hurley, maybe. Mm. I don't know who I'm thinking about. I'm terrible with actors' names. Anyways.
Okay.
Her photos are great.
Now, I'm going to ask an awkward question because sometimes this happens. Does this person in the photos, was she quite similar when she showed up in person? I think dating apps, sometimes this happens. I personally think when I see her photos, I go, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is her. But I know some people, you know, they'll maybe put quite a bit of editing on their photos and then you see them in person, you're like, oh, you just look a little different. What are your thoughts there?
She's got two photos close up on her face.
Yes.
The rest of them are very, very far away. Like you have to like zoom in to be like, is that even her?
Right.
Which, ladies, can I give you two things from a guy's perspective?
Yeah.
Do not post a photo with you and a group of girls if any of those girls are prettier than you. Because I'm going to want to know who your girlfriend is.
Maya did not, by the way, but yeah.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah. And second, you have to have full body shots that are close up. That's important to guys. The immediate reaction to her when she came in is she's got really nice teeth.
She does have very nice
teeth. And when she smiles with her eyes, which is nice.
Would you swipe on her? And you could be honest. And if not, would you not? Because I know that her age
I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
Her age is a little outside of where I would want to go as far as like, again, having a child. But my full disclosure, we talked about this. I saw her before on Instagram and she was underneath the like...
On Hinge.
She was in the special realm where you had to give them a rose and you have to pay for those roses. So I was like, I'm going to wait till she drops because sometimes they'll drop out of that range and go into the normal range. So I was like, I'm going to wait till I see her on here because sometimes I would see that happen. Like girls that you couldn't access, you can also access. My initial thought, though, is looking at these traveling photos. She's like, she's in Paris. She's in some jungle. Mm-hmm. She's in another jungle. And she's also in some other place that it's so exotic. To me, as a guy, it kind of screams, you really like to travel to expensive places. Mm. And I am all for travel. But the other girls that I've talked to that have photos like this, they expect to do that under my dime. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this girl's too expensive for me.
Oh,
that was like my main thought when I first saw her profile on Hinge. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't afford this girl.
Which is so interesting because it's always like, put photos well traveled. But you're right. If you're like, and it's Maya didn't give off that energy at all. Mm-hmm. So that's like, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
Like if you see photos of, oh, the girl's jet setting, you're like, oh, I can't afford to keep up with this lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
But then Maya's here in person and she did not give that energy.
No, very humble, very down to earth.
If you're not looking for a partner to fund your lifestyle and you're just like, oh, I want to show that I travel, but I'm like, you know, we could, you know.
Just say like, I'm looking for my travel buddy or like my perfect travel companion.
Yeah.
When I see the only things you like are travel, omakase, which is expensive, And pictures of you on jets.
What is omakase?
It's sushi. It's just high for your health. On jets or yachts, I go, can't afford you. Next. Okay. Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Moving on to final. So Tara, we did not find on Hinge. Obviously, Tara was we connected through our friend Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I think Tara's profile for me is very her. But let's see what you think. What?
Just already, that's really funny. TV writer, natural blonde. Not a natural blonde.
She's funny.
And egg aficionado. That's funny. Aficionado. Sorry.
And she wrote natural blonde knowing she's not a natural blonde.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
Yes.
Oh, and she has a yolk porn. I got to watch this. Hold on one second. Oh, I got to film this.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Yolk porn. Oh, I see.
That's funny.
Is it?
Oh, so she likes eggs, I guess.
She likes
eggs. She's not joking. Egg aficionado.
So it's on, if you're just listening to this and not watching, It's literally in her highlights. It's just videos of her like cracking the yolks of a variety of different eggs as far as like soft boiled. Squirting out. Yeah.
This is actually yolk looks
delicious.
Corn. Chill. All right. Damn. All right. Let's look at these photos. Funny. She's got a photo with Kevin, her dog, which is cute.
No, that's the first photo. Oh, and on the TV, it says co-producer.
That's cute.
Of a show. I think that was Hawaii Five-0 mm-hmm. that she worked on.
She likes to take a lot of photos with her tongue sticking out.
That's such a vibe.
She's a wild girl.
That's such like a, I like the tongue sticking out vibe.
She likes Blink-182. You can. She was the Enema of the State girl for Halloween. I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah. From the Blink cover. Uh-huh. I uh-huh. love that.
She's got a cool car.
Oh, what's the car?
It's a red Challenger.
I love that.
She's got good style.
She does have good style.
She's got a mixture of real life photos, mm-hmm. but then also like this is my best foot forward photos.
Yeah.
She looks like she likes to travel.
Okay.
But you know what I like about her profile? It is obviously it's when I say doctored, I mean like it's Instagram. You're trying to put your best foot forward, of course. But in
it's
all
curated.
Of, it's curated. Yeah, curated mm-hmm. is the word. But in all of them, she's smiling really big, and it just looks like she's always having fun. She's either laughing, mm-hmm. doing something silly with friends. They're all laughing. She just looks like she lives kind of like a big life.
Yeah,
that's which is nice,
and like a big personality. Which for me, the person we met, that's exactly like. Would you see this profile and compare the person you met to this profile? Are they pretty on point? Do you think? For me, they are. But what do you think?
I think so. She's yeah. you know what she gives off. It's what? She's a good blend of. She seems like a guy's girl, and a girl's girl. Mm. She's like the perfect blend. Like she can go out with the girls and champagne brunch and gossip and all the things, but she can also just like vibe out with the dudes. Like she could probably tell a really good dick joke.
Yes.
You know,
she 100%.
Which is cool.
Yes, that's fun. And also, one of your main things was like. I don't want, when you say I don't want a princess, quote unquote, it was like, I don't want someone who's whiny and complain. I want someone who can hang, who can like, and she gives me that energy for sure.
Yeah, like she's just like down, yeah. she's just down a clown.
Down a clown. So you think it's pretty on point with who you met.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now we've seen all of their socials. We're getting into
Oops.
Who you're going to pick.
Oh, we
Did
are.
That, yeah. Did that affect anything? Seeing their socials.
Yeah, it did kind of it did kind of sway some things in some different ways because I wanted to come in here completely fresh. Like, mm-hmm. let's just go with, hey, what? Let's talk about them and remind myself like who they were. And then seeing the Instagram, looking a little deeper into their life, I'm like, oh shit. Like the tattoo, for instance.
Yeah.
That like really threw me. I was like, I did not expect that at all because in my mind. Initially when I met Melanie, I was like, oh, she's very pretty, she's very put together, but to me we feel like two different 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm 40, she's 41, we're like, you know, months apart.
Yeah.
And this may be my own shit, but I feel very I feel like immature and youthful. Like I'm not 40, there's no way. But to her, she feels very put together and like how a 40-year-old woman should be. Mm-hmm. And me personally, like, this may be an insecurity of mine, but if I were like, oh, if I were to be with her, date her, I would have to grow up.
But
you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly yeah. what you mean.
Like, oh, I'm like a kid.
I'm not. It's yeah. mature. And for me, that's why I think I've always dated older guys.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my maturity level, I want to match my partners.
Right.
And a lot of times, not in every case, women are more mature than
right.
men. So, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, right now I have fucking Ninja Turtle socks on. And they're on camera. You know, I just realized. You know, and I'm just like, not mature. And it's like, okay. I need to grow up. You know what? If anything, this podcast has taught me is I need to get my shit together.
Melanie, though, we didn't find it on Instagram, but I was trying to find it. There are photos of her, which is more like she was definitely put together mm-hmm. and so cute mm-hmm. and pretty here, but more your style, like where she just has like a grunge t-shirt on and docs yeah. and like yeah. she's just vibing.
Which I saw some of that in her page.
Okay. Okay.
I guess it was what I'm saying is the tattoo was like, whoa, I did not expect that at all from her.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, oh, she may be a little more not as buttoned up as I thought.
Right. Right. Now, here's the thing. I know you're still thinking about who you're going to pick. If we pick someone who says no, oh. then you have room to call someone out. So yeah. here's my, this is why, like, this is the first season. We've never done this before. Mm-hmm. This might be, you have room to go wherever you want with this. You can say, I don't want to get to know any of these women again. Mm-hmm. And I'll go, great. Show's over. You can say, shut it down. You can say, you know, I would really like to choose one. Like, let's just say like Maya and Melanie, because they're the first two. Oh. Or no, whatever. Maya and Melanie. Be like, you know, I'd really like to go on a date with Melanie. But if she's not open to it, I'd like to call Maya. But if Melanie is open to it, then I don't need to go on a date with
Maya. We just keep going down the line until someone says yes. What a fucking loser. Oh, no problem. And next. Next. Now we just start going in through your phone, just random people. Hi. Yeah, so I know we haven't talked since high school, but would you like to date my ex-fiance? Jesus
and
Christ.
Maybe that will happen.
Yeah.
But here's the real world, Kyle. You could go on yeah. a date with 8 people in a week, and you're not just going to choose one sometimes. Maybe you'll go like, okay, well, I want to go on a second date with 4 of these women. Or maybe you go, none of those women hit.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, you ready for my answer?
Do you know?
Are you ready? I think
I'm
I do
so,
know.
Why
I think
am
I, do
I
know.
Nervous?
Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
Get a little drum roll. My person I would be interested in going on a second date with is.
Tune in next. No, I'm just kidding.
Is Sarah the dating expert. Sarah, bring her in. Bring her in, Sarah. What a twist. She's not available. She has a boyfriend.
You're really messed up for that.
I know. I know. That was good. That was good. And that's for and that's for the content or whatever you guys do. I think regardless of where it goes, like if we go on a second date and we end up not wanting to continue dating, or if we do, I think just as far as like the singular date that would be a good conversation and really fun and just a really good time, I would choose Tara.
Ah, yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Aw, yay.
Yeah, I think like just for laughs and fun, this would be yeah. cool, yeah.
Oh my God, we have to call her now. My heart is beating. You have to call her off your phone.
I do?
Okay, call her off your phone. I'm going to send you her number. And then we have to plan the date on this episode. You're going to say what you're thinking based off of what you think she would like. And also keeping it close to the studio because we have budget restraints.
Great. Let's just do it in the studio.
Again.
We'll have a little picnic in here.
And you have to put it on speaker. Oh my God, what if she declines?
Oh, it'd be so funny.
I'm so nervous.
All right, ready?
And like, how do you even ask? I hate this.
You'll see. Watch this.
Oh. Put it on speaker. I'm sick.
Hey, work, you know? All right, there we go.
Oh, my God. Wait, let me make sure I gave you her number. I think it is hers. I hope it's hers. Turn it up all the way.
It is up all the way.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tara from the hit dating podcast, Date My Ex?
It might be. Depends who's calling.
Hi, Tara. This is Kyle Lampe, the single bachelor that you met that one fateful day, which I think was sometime. I don't remember what day it was.
Yeah. Hi, Kyle Lampe. So nice to hear from you.
Oh, yes. Great, great. Would you like to spend a day with me and find out if you hate me or not?
Oh, wow. Even after I accosted you and asked you if you were a weeb after we recorded, you still want to hang out?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, but I think you and I would have really good conversation, maybe share some laughs.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'd be down for some good conversation and laughs.
Oh.
Great. So I think now I don't know what to say or do because I haven't been cued. All I said is I had to call you on speaker and ask you.
Hi, Tara.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if this is the end of the relationship, now that, like, I get it.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So here's the thing. Let me talk to her. Hi, Tara. Hello. Okay.
So this phone's so much more sweeter for you.
You what? I know. You were like, hey, Jess. So much nicer for me.
Rude.
Okay, so sorry. Hi.
No, hi. So what I think what you would normally do here, Kyle, you know what, Tara, this is our first time doing a podcast, so bear with us. But now that we know, wait, did Tara say yes?
Oh, yeah. She,
oh, okay.
Of course she said yes.
Okay. So now Kyle and I will discuss and he will he will text you with his date ideas.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Thank you for being the coolest, and I'm very excited about this, and we will chat soon. Oh, sorry, Kyle, you say your goodbye, how you yes. would say your goodbye.
How fun.
I really appreciate you saying yes, because that could have gone very bad if you said no on live television or whatever we're doing here. Yeah, yeah. Which almost, to be honest with you, I almost wish you did just for comedy's sake. Like you Kyle. Knew I was going to choose you, and you said no. And
then you still would have gone on. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't know you were going to choose me.
Oh.
It's so late. That I was like, oh, maybe it's just like a courtesy call to say
I told them between 12:30 and 1, and it's 1:21.
wow okay, well, surprise.
Wow. Great. Fun. Okay,
yeah,
okay, cool.
So what I'm gonna do is we're gonna discuss what the date may look like, and I'll text you about it, and then we will do that said date
on the day
that we decide. Wow.
Okay.
This is terrible. This is not going well.
It is.
We'll
see you. We'll talk to you soon, yeah. Tara.
All right. I already. All right. Great. I already have some ideas.
Okay.
Okay. I can't wait to hear.
Okay. Have the greatest day of your life.
Okay. You too.
Bye. All right. Bye. And this is why I'm single.
Wrap it up.
I actually do have a great idea. Okay. Should I say it on camera or no?
Yes, that's the point. We're going to, yes. Okay, so Tara said yes. Congratulations. This is very exciting. And we now, you're going to kind of say a few ideas.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
All right, ready. I want to watch her pop some yolks. So we should go to a place that has good breakfast, and she can show me her best egg aficionado. Vibes.
Egg porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you guys heard we saw on her Instagram.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Do you remember anything she said from your first date that...
Yeah. We talked when we did the word association thing, there was ice cream, there was a beach.
But also...
I don't remember.
Wasn't she the pie?
House of Pies, yeah.
But that's too far from the studio, unfortunately. So we will not be doing that as your first date.
I just want to see some freaking yolks bust.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know where you should go?
Where?
Actually, I don't want to. All right, so you're saying, like, I feel like I can suggest it.
Just get like a cute little breakfast spot and we just.
Swingers.
We bop some.
Swingers.
I've never been there.
I'm sure there's a breakfast spot around here.
Okay.
That's a really cute date idea.
Yeah. It's simple. It's low barrier. It's during the daytime. She knows she's not going to get abducted.
Yeah.
We're going to meet there. We're going to share some eggs. We're going to share some laughs, and then rock and roll.
I like her. How do you feel about that call?
I think the call went well. I think, hey, let me explain. She's the type of girl that can handle a call like that.
Yes.
That's ultimately why I chose her. Cause I was like, oh, she's just like down. Awesome. She's cool. Nothing. It's not going to be like.
Yeah.
Nothing's weird. Like I could honestly, I feel like I could show up dressed as her to this date with like a blonde wig and ripped jeans or whatever, and she would think it was funny.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I would never do that. I'm just saying she's the type of girl that wouldn't be weirded out by that.
Why is that the first thing that came to your mind?
I don't know. I'm sick, Jessica. I'm sick.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up for the love of God.
I'm sweating. If I were to lift up my arm now, it would just be like soaking wet hair. And you would look at it because you're a freaking weirdo, dude. I never knew. I'm so, you know what? I dodged a bullet. Freaking armpit, freaking weirdo. Freaking, you're sick. Everyone's sick. Look, cut the cameras.
Okay, so thank you all for tuning in To the Date, my podcast.
Thank you so much.
Next episode will be Kyle and Tara's date, off location, not in the studio. This is going to be a lot of fun. Might be a disaster based on how that call went. Might be a disaster.
Yeah, she could change her mind. She could probably already be in like,
yeah.
How do yeah, I let next, him know?
Next episode, you might tune in and we may be right back here and Tara has changed her
and then
mind.
We just go down the list.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week and we'll catch you next
we'll
time.
We'll see whatever the fuck's going to happen, you know?
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.